Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, what a lovely man John Power is to somebody, and what a lovely, lovely, lovely man, says Martin. John, isn't he? What? That was really pleasant. I'm sorry, I should control myself. But I'm sitting here in Studio 7 and in front of me is a ladies mannequin with a bra on it. And beside that is Noelle Luddy, who's up from Mitchelstown for the day. Hello, Noelle. Now, Noelle, you have your 15-year-old son here with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'd have to take him out of school. How did that go for you?
What I did was, we have the Compass app. So I put in, you know, for absence.
Yes.
So I went to scroll down to other and I put in, Owen will not be in school today because he's going to the Ray Darcy Show with his mother.
Hey! Bravo! So at least they've evidence now. You know, we weren't making it up. Owen's outside, as is your husband Seamus.
Yeah, my taxi.
Yeah, and you sent us an email, which we couldn't ignore.
What did I write, Ray? I can't remember.
That's a good question. That's a good question.
I started off with bravo.
You did, bravo. You
bravo.
Did.
Bravo. That's
here you
what
go.
I say, yeah.
Hello to all you gorgeous people. That always gets our attention.
Yeah.
Mitchelstown in Cork is doing a bra exhibition, two events, bra opening competition, and a tractor run with bra hanging off tractors. It's for an amazing cause, breast cancer research, and to raise awareness. Anyone interested, please get in contact. I'm a nurse and would love to raise awareness around the subject. Have lots of fun. Bravo. Bravo. Noelle Luddy, there you go.
That was brilliant.
Bravo.
And it worked.
Yeah, it worked. So here you are.
I can't believe
with the
we gone. Because when Niamh rang me, Seamus and myself were outside the Fir Grove putting up the bra posters,
yes,
you know.
Yeah.
And she said, this is Niamh from the Ray Darcy Show. And I was going, yes. Trying to act all cool.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah. So, and then I said, you know what? I came up with an idea too, because it's a bra opening event that I might post up something to Ray Darcy.
Right. And you posted up
Did
a
you
bra.
Get it?
A bra. Is that, that's
this
the bra.
This is the bra
that
on
the bra.
Betty.
Yes.
The bra is on Betty.
Yes, yes. And a bra. We did a bra opening competition years ago.
Did
on,
she?
On Today FM, yeah. You know, times have changed.
I know. But I've wonderful men in Mitchelstown. They're all putting on bras.
Aha, it's men
and
women. Yes, are putting on bras.
The guards, the farmers. Oh my God, Kevin, the farmer. Oh my God, he's just wonderful. Like
right. And what's the competition?
I see that
Dennis Motherway is emceeing it, and he's going to be wearing his pink dicky bow, which is good to hear. So what's the competition then?
So basically, what's involved is that 15 people, men, will put on bras. And women.
Right.
Right. A mixture. And then the other 15 then will have a race to see who can take off the bras the quickest.
Right.
Right.
Just one bra?
No, there'll be 15 bras to take off.
So each one of the 15 others, it's a time trial.
Time trial, aha, exactly.
Right, right.
So where the concept of the last bra standing came from, I was inside in the golf club with the Brennans.
Of course you are.
I was, collecting my child Owen, who lives outside the Mitchelstown Golf Club.
Right.
And we were talking about how could we sell this. So then they were talking about the last man standing.
Yes.
I said, why don't we do the last bra standing? Oh, electric. It went wild from here on.
Yes.
It really did, Ray. It's just amazing. Now, people have been ignoring my phone calls. I won't forget. And others have been going, yes, absolutely, Noelle. So I went into Mella. Poor Mella had her 50th on Saturday night.
Right. Happy birthday.
Yes. Mella, yeah, she's fabulous. Mella's absolutely fabulous. So anyway, I text Mella. Mella, can I go in and put up my posters and do my bits? I don't mind what you do, Noelle. Off you go. So in a big bag, I put the bra in and off I went, and the men had a few drinks.
Right.
So it made it a little bit easier. So off they went, I put on the bra and took pictures, and we posted on social media straight away, so they couldn't back out.
Right. Aha.
So
they're in and they can't get out.
They can't get out.
The last bra standing, the Yard Bar, 4th of October 2025. Good fun guarantee. Doors 9 p.m. As I said, event MC Dennis Motherway wearing his pink dicky bow! ! And there. And it's all the funds, all the funds raised are going to the breast cancer research,
the
which is
National
based up
Breast Cancer
based up
Research
in
Institute. Yeah,
based
correct.
Based up in
Galway. Yeah.
Now, that's part of it. And we'll come back to that in a moment because I want to challenge you. But there's also the tractor run.
Yes, so the tractor run, right? So my husband got inherited a lovely Massey 135, right? And he taught me that I wouldn't be able to drive the tractor because it hasn't got power steering. So that is the worst thing to tell me. So I was at a wedding in July.
He's listening. He can hear you out there. Yeah.
I was at a wedding in July and I met that fabulous wedding, the two Brians. Absolutely beautiful. Right. And you know, it's so beautiful. Sometimes just fabulous, positive people. Positive things came out of this. So I was talking to Chloe, who is a farmer, and I was telling her that Seamus taught me that I wouldn't be able to drive the tractor. And Chloe went, are you serious? So anyway, we said, will we chance a tractor run? And then another Prosecco later, will we do it for charity? Yeah. So that's fine anyway. So we organised a tractor run, and then we were talking to Fabulous Edel and Aoife, and they kept, yeah, why not? We'll do a tractor run. So listen to this. On the way home from the wedding, right? We live in I live in Ballygiblin, right? Come on, the crossroads. and there was a county council sign, right? And there, and Aoife drove up to the county and there was a bra hanging off it.
It's so a sign.
It's a sign. Yeah. So she texted us anyway and we went, that's it.
Right.
We're on the road, and we set up a WhatsApp group, and the week later we met inside in the pub and off we go.
So there'll be a tractor run, and from the tractors will be bras.
Well, that
from
if
the
people are comfortable now, not everyone is comfortable.
Yes,
grade,
yeah. It's just a bra.
Yeah, I know, but some people mightn't.
Okay.
And they don't have to hang a bra off their tractor. But the big thing, what I really want to do about this, we're having massive amount of fun around it. I'm telling you, my stomach is so sore from laughing.
Yes.
Is just the awareness. That's huge. Yeah. I'm a nurse myself, and to be honest, I just want people to examine their breasts. Be comfortable around a bra. Look at your breasts. If there's something not wrong, if there's a skin pucker, or it doesn't feel right, just go to your GP. Yeah. You'll get to see a professional, and then the worry's over with.
That's it.
And that's it. And
early,
to be honest,
early detection
early
is so important.
Early detection is so important. Yeah. Take up the screening service if it comes. And if you don't get your letter from the screening, ring them, annoy them. I'm 50 years of age. This is my birthday present.
Yes.
I deserve this. And they're brilliant up there. They've been up their big van. I've been there. They've been great. It's just a fabulous service, but you just have to put yourself out there.
To your Mitchelstown Bra charity event organiser, Noel, as they say in Irish, to wish good luck, good Nair Gobraliv.
Brilliant! That's brilliant.
There's a bilingual pun there.
Absolutely.
Now we have to do the challenge. Obviously, my bra opening days are long since gone, so I'm out of practice.
Well, Tom Welsh now, our oldest participant, is doing it. Now, Tom?
Yeah.
He's fabulous. We kidnapped him on the street yesterday, and he's doing it.
And you're not taking part. You're obviously scrutinising.
Oh, I put on a bra, I have to take part.
Should I bring it over here and see? This is my right. So, thanks very much to the RT costume department who gave us a mannequin. It's a torso only. Oh, it's made out of aeroboard. Now, some people hate that sound.
Yeah, it makes their
does
yeah,
it? Yeah, their
yeah,
teeth
fine.
Sort of go tingly.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is it is what it is, as they say. Right, here we go. If I stand up.
Way! Woo! That's fantastic.
That was too quick, wasn't it?
That was too quick, yeah.
Yes, that was too quick. I'll have to explain myself now after that. It was all muscle memory.
We'll keep it clean, Ray. We'll keep it clean.
Keep it clean. So this is great. So you're a local fundraiser. You've done loads of stuff over the years.
Well, I kind of done bits, and I kind of love it. I love crack.
Yes.
And I still love getting a message across. And why not have fun? Do you know, a lot of belly laughs. And
what does the winner get?
This crown.
Oh, look at it.
So this is the crown. It's made out of a bra.
Yes.
Okay. And there's a throne made as well.
Right.
Fabulous Brian Roach arrived the other day and just put a chair and made it into a throne and came back again and landed inside my gate. Just the community involved in this has been amazing. Even people giving me boxes. So I set up bra collection boxes, Ray, in different shops, and people went around and put in their bras. You know, just everyone has been amazing. Now, it's not possible, I have to say, without the Morning Star Vintage Club. They gave us the insurance. We couldn't get insurance.
Yes,
because
that's for the
ladies.
Tractor run. That's for
the tractor run.
Run.
Yes, we couldn't have got it. Dave and Tom have just been absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Do you know?
You've been amazing too. National Breast Cancer Research Institute will be the beneficiaries of this amazing fundraising event down in Mitchelstown this weekend. The Yard Bar, Last Bra Standing. Noel, Luddy, safe home with Seamus.
Am
and
I
Owen.
Finished, yeah?
Yeah, you are, yeah.
Can
yeah.
I want to take to say something? Right. Can I just say something, So if there's anyone there that would like to donate things for raffles, I'd be absolutely thrilled. Right, Noel, Luddy, okay. We really do need any tickets, anything. And the last 10, let the bra hang out for October. We're going to sing it and we're going to hang every bra out.
Great.
Bravo!
Hey, bravo, bravo, you, bravo, bravo, bravo.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.